You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Scott Wingo, the CEO at Spiffy, an on-demand car cleaning technology and services company with the mission to redefine the car washing experience everywhere. Mr. Wingo, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for having me today.
And you're most welcome. Looking forward to hearing all about Spiffy. So let's start with how you came up with the idea of Spiffy to kick things off today.
Sure. It's kind of one of those kind of happy accents, I guess. So I had invested in a physical car wash in 2003 and then built one in 2005. So I was the silent partner and had done that just as kind of a commercial real estate investment. And then I was CEO of a company called Channel Advisor, which is an e-commerce company. And what happened is in 2008, with the recession, we had some used to do detailing, and that business kind of dried up at our physical car washes. So we got some mobile vans and started going to customers. Then I had my first Uber experience in 2012, and it wasn't too hard to connect the dots to say, wow, this is going to change how services are delivered. You know, we've seen how products are delivered, changed by e-commerce and Amazon. So 2014, decided to do a little experiment. So took our vans, rebranded, created a new brand called Spiffy, and just put an app out there to see what would happen. And so far, the reaction has been extremely positive.
Tell us, Scott, how does this benefit customers who are used to going to a car wash establishment?
Yeah, we kind of have two sets of customers. I think our biggest set is actually people that are so busy and they find the current kind of experience so lacking, they just don't do it. So we're finding there's a lot of people that just don't wash their car, believe it or not. And then we do have people that you know, used to be kind of physical car washers that now use our system. So what we found is when we put this app out there in the very early days of Spiffy, the surprising thing to us, and it's kind of obvious in hindsight, but everyone loves their car washed while they're at work. So if you think about it, if you're an office worker, and most of us are out there in the world, you know, your car is sitting there kind of 9 to 5 for 5 days a week doing nothing. So wouldn't that be the better time to have it washed versus on the weekend when you're busy running your kids to soccer matches and that kind of thing? So that's one of the benefits that I would say that we offer versus traditional is we come to you. So it doesn't require you to take time out of your schedule. It's much more convenient. So convenient is kind of the top thing. Another thing we've done is really simplified the process. So a lot of car washing we find is really complicated, and people don't like that experience of being upsold. So we're very transparent. We say, hey, here's our menu. We have 5 options. 3 of them are kind of traditional wash kind of products, and 2 are details. And you get to choose whatever you want, and that's it. You know, no one's going to hassle you and kind of push you around and, you know, try to get you to do something else. And then the other thing people love is we're really focused on being environmentally friendly. So we use very green chemicals. We use very little water, a lot less water than a physical car wash. And then we reclaim all of the runoff that happens. So people like that aspect as well.
I bet. And the on-demand economy is very popular today, catering to those at work and at home. How is Spiffy helping revolutionize this industry right now?
Yeah. And when you hear about the on-demand economy, the two big players in there are usually mentioned are Uber and Lyft, and they're certainly great companies and have really kind of blazed the trail and gotten people used to this kind of idea that your phone is now the remote control for your life. But as we kind of looked at it and we said, you know, both of those companies, they use contractors as their drivers, which makes sense because I think the complexity of driving someone to point A to point B is pretty simple. But as we started looking at it and we said, you know, if we're going to have folks running around Class A office space and near people's houses, we need more responsibility for what's going on there. We can't just kind of throw a random person into the mix. So one of the things we've done that's a bit different than traditional on-demand economy companies is we said, you know, we're going to go ahead and employ the technicians that do this, and we're going to own and operate the equipment. And, you know, I think so what that does is allows us to really focus in on that customer experience, the consistency, the quality, vetted employees, rewarding those employees that do really well, and those kinds of things. So we think that's how the on-demand economy is going to have to go as it gets deeper into home cleaning, auto repair, some of these things that are a little bit more complex than taking you from point A to point B.
And a solid explanation. Thanks for that. Today we are joined by Mr. Scott Wingo, the CEO at Spiffy, an on-demand car cleaning technology and services company with the mission to redefine the car washing experience everywhere here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, can you explain, Scott, the anti-do-it-yourself trend and what trends do you see now and even looking ahead into next year, 2018?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So as we came out of the recession of kind of 08, 09, and 10, there's a lot of data now that's coming out that the way people buy things has really changed. The recession was a big input into that. And then also, you know, we've just hit 10 years of the iPhone being out. So the digital generation, millennials and Gen Z and all this kind of folks are really changing the face of consumer behavior. So what you find is the U.S. population is split pretty evenly population-wise into those that are value-oriented and those that are convenience-oriented. And the value-oriented people, the way I kind of explained it is they will spend a fair amount of time to save money, and then the convenience-oriented people are the opposite. They will spend money to save time. So a good example is if you look at the retail landscape out there, it's rough. And the only companies doing well in physical retail are dollar stores and warehouse clubs. So they really are playing to that value-oriented consumer. And then the other companies that are doing well tend to be e-commerce, like Amazon is obviously doing really well because of convenience, Instacart, Uber, and those kind of companies. So stuck in the middle there, you have companies that are neither value or convenience, like a Macy's, a Sears. You know, no one thinks about those as like super convenient. So that's a really big trend and one that we really kind of decided early on to focus on that says, look, we're going to – if convenience is important to you and you really value your time, we're comparable price-wise to car wash options out there. But, you know, the difference is you're just going to save – you will find time. There's been some interesting new scientific studies that show people get more pleasure out of time-saving services than they do actually out of buying things. And we see that with the millennial generation where they actually have a fair amount of extra money in their budget because they are more interested in doing things and you know, event-oriented experiences versus owning 50 pairs of jeans and 60 pairs of shoes. So that's a really big trend and one that I think is going to be a rising tide for the on-demand economy because people, you know, I know in my world, I would much rather have every service be kind of very transparent and at my control versus the provider's control. So I think this is just the very early innings of a big trend.
Scott, what would you tell future CEOs who are thinking about joining the on-demand economy? What would your advice be in that regard?
Yeah, that's hopefully none of them are competitors, so I would put that caveat out there. I've studied – I'm a big fan of Amazon and Starbucks. Those are kind of two of my favorite brands. And when you really study those companies, a couple things really start to be obvious that – they seem obvious when you start a company, but you know if you take venture capital and that kind of thing, it can kind of skew your perception. So the obvious ones to me are, you know, really focus on your customer experience. So I see a lot of startups that really focus on raising capital and the way their gross margins look because they have a certain business model and that kind of thing, and those things are important. But if you're putting that in front of the customer experience, you will not be a successful, you know, on-demand economy company. So what that means is that's, you know, I mentioned it earlier, but just to kind of drill in on it. If you look at Starbucks, for example, know, they have the baristas, and they decided that's kind of the touch point, the tip of the spear with the customer. And they do a lot to reward the baristas, train them, and, you know, create a career path for them. They have benefits, they pay for some school and those kinds of things. So we've tried to replicate that with our technicians. And again, it goes to this being able to kind of control that customer experience. And then if you look at Amazon, for example, there's a lot of great tips there. One of the best ones I've learned at Amazon is they'll start at a – they'll have a project and they'll just do the press release first. So it's kind of funny. We just launched in Dallas yesterday, and earlier this year we did a press release that kind of was like, this would be the perfect press release for Dallas. And, you know, it would have a quote from a property manager. It would talk about the number of office parks and this kind of thing. And, you know, we were able to do that and focus for 4 to 6 months and make that a reality. So that's another kind of interesting thing, is starting at the kind of the perfect customer and perfect kind of press release and work your way back from there. So those are some things I've learned by following those bigger companies that do a really good job at delivering great services and value through Amazon Prime and things like that.
Well, congratulations on what you've been able to create through Spiffy. Well, well done. And we really have appreciated your joining us and introducing Spiffy to the audience. Where can listeners get all the details on Spiffy?
Sure. So the best place to follow us is on our website, which is getspiffy.com, G-E-T, Spiffy, S-P-I-F-F-Y.com. And then we are available in Raleigh, North Carolina, Charlotte, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Dallas. And the best way to schedule for those cities is through our app. So if you go to your favorite app store, be it the Google Play Store or the iOS store, you can download our app directly from there, and it's called Spiffy.
You got to love technology. Again, Scott, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome, and the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Scott Wingo, the CEO at Spiffy, an on-demand car cleaning technology and services company with a mission to redefine the car washing experience everywhere. And for all the details, visit GetSpiffy.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.